The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
It's Will Thiemann, the voice of Spartan basketball. Good Wednesday morning to you, Will.
Well, Caleb, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I know you're going to ask me, what is wrong with our team?
Yeah. I mean, I'm physically doing well, emotionally a little heartbroken over the performance of our Spartans the past three games. We're now, what, 0-3 for the start of the conference play here?
Yeah, that's it's probably not good. But, you know, it's interesting. Everybody's sort of asking the same question. What happened to the team that beat Duke? Not that Duke is the greatest Duke team ever, but we were pretty good there. And we win the first six games of the season. But I think kind of what's happened is teams is they sort of go through an evolution and they inevitably go through some tough times. And then they kind of reset, and then hopefully when the reset happens, things start to go good again. The bright side of this whole thing is that MSU has talented players who, you know, work hard and they got a pretty good head coach. That's not a bad thing. So while the performance in Minnesota was, well, offensively was just awful. It just, when you're shooting 16% in the first half against anybody, you probably are going to be in trouble. Yeah. And MSU had some good shots, and the right guys were shooting them. But it was one of those, I've never seen a day quite like it. And so you say to yourself, man, can't shoot this bad forever. And I believe that. But at the end of the day, I think, as you know, the Big Ten is really, really good. And so even though our Virginia game was canceled, I was pretty confident we'd win that one. So here's a team in Michigan State that probably would have knocked off the preseason favorite in the ACC, Virginia, beat Duke on the road, and now all of a sudden goes into Big Ten play and is struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of that is this league is really good, but we're just struggling. And at the end of the day, when you struggle at the point guard position, you got a problem, and that's kind of universal.
And let's
sort of work through it.
Let's be honest. There's no Cassius Winston on this team, you know. When you talk about point guards, I mean, there's not that rock that kind of held the team together last year, right?
No, Cash is one of the most decorated players in the history of Michigan State basketball, and he was special. And, you know, we know what his stats look like, but at the end of the day, he commanded respect. He knew the game. And he could cover for people. That's how good he was. I mean, there are a lot of mistakes being made on our good days because Cassius Winston covered him up. That's how good he was. And well, right now we don't have that. And in all fairness, there aren't many Cassius Winstons, period, roaming around. And so you find one of those guys every now and then. We don't have that guy yet. And so that's a problem. And I'm sure Coach Izzo and the guys are working on it. It's kind of interesting, and we've not talked about this at all. It's the Christmas break, and historically, that's when Tom's teams tend to get better because, you know, there's no school, and they have more time to work on themselves as opposed to always preparing for the next opponent. Mm-hmm. But we've kind of gone backwards for whatever reason. But, you know, 3-0, and you're concerned, and you look at Nebraska, and you used to go, that's an easy one. Well, Nebraska's pretty good. I mean, they're not great, but they're okay, and if you shoot 16% in Lincoln, could be a bad day.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I'm optimistic, but I don't think anybody's got the great answers why you can't make a jump shot when you're a really good player.
Yeah, and Minnesota's a good team too. I mean, they're pretty on fire this year as well. But you know, like you said, when you start the game off shooting only 16%, even though the Spartans kind of put the gas on in the second half, I eventually did tune out of that game on Monday night, but you really just can't make up that huge deficit that they started out the game with.
Yeah, we've done it a couple times, but not when the other team doesn't let off the gas. All these comebacks, always it's universal, begin with on the defensive side. And at the end of the day, there wasn't enough defense to make up that gap. Because we kind of played them even in the second half. But, you know, it's just, you got to make a basket. I mean, it sounds weird, doesn't it? It sounds so simple. Just make a basket. And that's really what it boils down to. So it'll be interesting to see. We have a little time between now and the game Saturday at Nebraska to work on a few things. And A.J. Hogard, a freshman point guard, got some extended playing time late in that game.
Yeah, he did.
And I really like him. He's going to be really good. And I don't know this. I'm just talking off the top of my head here. I could see him getting a little more playing time because he doesn't play like a freshman. And so Coach Izzo's got some options here because he's got some really smart players who are skilled. And so it'll be interesting to see how he continues to tinker because, you know, it's at some point, you know, you got to win a game, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to go 0-4. So I don't know. It's happened in the coach here is here before. We've lost four straight in the Big Ten and come back. But I just think it isn't that we lost to Minnesota. It's kind of how we lost. So we'll see. I don't know. I'm always optimistic, and Nebraska's got some flaws, but they're much better than a year ago. But get this, Caleb. Nebraska has a 6'9 point guard. He is hysterical.
Wow.
And he's good. He's really good.
That is tall for that position, isn't it?
And he wears like 1970 shorts. So he's fun to watch. And I'm trying to imagine
how tall is their center?
I don't think they're starting. I think the starting center is 6'8". Now the starting center's got a little more bulk to him, but I'm trying to imagine Foster Lawyer guarding this guy. Foster's listed at 6 feet, and I can't even imagine what that's going to look like. And the guy's good, and I don't know that. That's I just watch him and go, "Wow, he's 6'9".
Yeah,
and he's running around. He's got guard skills. He's pretty good. And so I don't know. And it's going to be up and down. You know, when you prepare for these games, Caleb, you know, when you play Wisconsin, you know you're going to have some time where not much is really going on, especially when they have the ball. So you have little things that, you know, you try to flavor it up with. This game, Coach Hoiberg's philosophy is simple. He wants to run like the NBA. He wants to shoot a three or a dunk. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the offense. We want a three or we want a dunk. And he wants to just go up and down. And there's not a shot that he says is bad, wherever it is in the gym. So this game is going to be a racehorse game, which kind of falls into our wheelhouse a little
bit.
But I don't know. It's going to be crazy.
You mentioned Coach Izzo. He'll be doing his Tom Izzo show tonight, which you can listen to live here on WPHM, 7 o'clock. And maybe he'll help put this so far abysmal start to the Big Ten season into perspective a little bit. Now, Will, in all of my time watching MSU and following MSU sports, MSU basketball specifically, there always does seem to be a little bit of a slump, but it's usually more mid-season in the Big Ten schedule, maybe like late January, it seems like. And have we ever started off the year this way before, at least in recent memory?
Yeah, actually, the year after we won the national championship, we started off this way.
Huh.
So it's happened. And the other thing, I know there aren't fans in the stands per se, but we're opening up a 3 or 4 games on the road. And in this COVID time, it's a drain on the players. I mean, Minnesota has had one road game all year, and they went to Purdue and got clobbered.
Mm.
And so, I mean, it's not business as usual. At Minnesota, you get up and you in our case, we went to the football stadium and everybody got tested. Think about this. You're at the game site. You're ready for your shoot around. And if one bad test comes back, game off. I mean, that's wow. How fragile these games are. We saw with Coach Izzo and Coach Wright at Villanova. I mean, you can do everything right and still slip up and you don't even know what happened. And so at the end of this whole thing, it really wears on you. And I'm not saying that's why we shot 60%, but it'll be good to get this Nebraska game done. Hopefully we win it and have like four or five games at home.
Yeah.
Because then your routine is better. Your warm-ups are better. Because we played pretty good against Wisconsin. Could have won that game.
Oh, yeah. That was a good
at the end.
That was a good game. That was a Christmas one.
Yeah, so that was a good game against a really good team, obviously, and we came up a little short. But nobody could have seen what was about to happen in Minnesota. That was a little crazy. So I think this road thing, it'll balance out. But I wouldn't give up yet. There's still tweaks to be made. And one of the neat things about this particular team, it's a fairly young ball club. So a lot of these people that are going to lead us down the path here to a few wins, hopefully soon, they're going to be around a while. And that's a good thing. Wisconsin, they're just really good. I know they got tripped up by Maryland the other day, but at the end of the day, they're veterans. They know what they're doing. They're composed. And their ceiling is high. Our ceiling, we're not there yet. So we're just going to get better. And so I don't know. I wouldn't panic yet.
Yeah. Well, there we go. That's good, Will. I'll stop worrying then. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about football. I know this season is done. It kind of came to an abrupt end. We were supposed to play Maryland a few weeks back, and that makeup game got canceled as well. Where do we sit with football now, Will? And you know, we're going to be going into the recruiting season, I believe, And what's next for this Spartan football team?
Well, I think it's going to be okay. I think, well, number one, we beat Michigan, so that made me feel good.
It made me feel good, too.
So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, what a great season. but at the end of the day, realistically, you had to look at this thing. And Mel Tucker doesn't need me to make any excuses for him. But, you know, late hire. Pandemic, no spring ball, no practice, put a staff together, can't even get with your team. I mean, you can go up and down the line of issues. So now all of a sudden you're playing games. And I just kind of looked at the whole season as one big spring football thing.
kind of felt like it at times.
Yeah, so I just looked at the season as it wasn't about winning or losing, even though you always want to beat Michigan if you're a Spartan, but it wasn't really about that. It was about this staff and the team connecting. It was about getting to know your personnel. It was about getting your playbook in place. It was about all those things you do in practice. So what we saw on Saturday was a lot of practice games, really. Now, did MSU go out to win them all? Sure they did. And when they had bad days, they didn't do it on purpose. But I just saw the whole thing as a learning process. And so at the end of the, I just kind of discount it in some ways. Recruiting wise, this staff is on it. They are really working their fannies off, and so they're making personnel changes. They're putting new pieces together, rearranging some of the old pieces. So I feel good about moving forward. I really do. But realistically, this was basically a spring ball season, given the circumstances.
Yeah,
I mean, some of the teams knew their personnel. They knew their staff. They had veterans back. Those guys, that's one issue. But we were in a completely different space. And I thought Coach Tucker and all the guys, given the givens, really had a successful season from what they learned and what they're going to do moving forward. So, you know what? I think we're going to be okay. And so we'll see how it goes. But this whole thing was just sort of bizarre anyway. So,
yeah.
I think if you're trying to keep score or make judgments, you got to wait till we kick off next year.
For sure. All good points about this past season in football. But at the end of the day, you're absolutely right. We beat Michigan. So it's a good year in my book. We're speaking with Will Thiemann. He's the voice of MSU basketball. In the final minute here, Will, got any New Year's resolutions?
I do, and it's the one I have every year. I swear to God, there's 10 pounds I want to lose. I'm going to get it done this year. It's just 10, you know? Coach Campy at Oakland lost 50 or 60. I can do 10. Come on. And so that's it. I want to lose these 10 pounds. That's it.
Well, and let's also hope the new year brings a little more luck to the Spartans as they continue to play in this Big Ten basketball season.
It will. And I think we're all COVID weary. I'm excited about the vaccine. I actually know some people that received it. And I just see going into 2021, I see better things. I'm optimistic. But I think we'll all be better, seriously, whether we want to lose 10 pounds or whatever, just to getting our lives back to normal a little bit. And I think we're getting closer.
Absolutely. Well, Will Thiemann from the Spartan Sports Network joining us here. And a reminder that you can listen to him on the Tom Izzo Show tonight, 7 o'clock. And Spartan basketball on your radio this coming Sunday, right, Will? What's the time on that? Is that a 6?
Oh, I should know this.
Yeah, I should know this too. Sunday.
I think we play Saturday. You're talking about the game with the
Saturday. It's Saturday at 7.
Saturday game. I think we go on the air at 7 o'clock with the pregame show, tip at 8.
There we go. Tune in to Spartan basketball this weekend with Will. Thanks for making time with us, and best of luck on your resolution.
Well, I'll send you pictures, and we can chart my progress.
Sounds good. Will Thiemann joining us here on WVHM. Caleb filling in for Paul. It's Wednesday morning, a couple minutes before 9 o'clock. You're listening to 1380 WPHM.